This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Democrats' big relief bill continues to make its slow but steady way through the House. It's going to pass Friday, maybe Saturday. There is a bunch of stuff in it, a proposed boost to the minimum wage. Told you about that yesterday. Also, some tax policy changes geared to low-income workers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
This version of the relief bill would boost the earned income tax credit, which reduces the tax bill or increases the refund for many low-income workers, mostly for those who live with kids. This bill would expand that to include more childless workers. Elaine Mogg is a principal research associate at the Urban Institute.
And the types of industries that people are in that would benefit the most from this policy change are those industries that have been most hard hit during the recent recession, food service, and accommodations.
The credit typically has bipartisan support. Mogg says some of those affected by the change could see their benefit triple from a max of about $500 to $1,500. Sam Washington is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
So the earned income tax credit expansion would benefit, we estimate, 17 million people overall, and that includes the 5.8 million childless workers.
The changes would also include more older workers by removing the age cap of 65. The bill only seeks to change the rules for this year, meaning the credit would show up on next year's returns. Erica York is an economist at the Tax Foundation.
But oftentimes, if something gets its foot in the door of the tax code, it doesn't go away. It gets extended, it gets debated, and eventually becomes more of a permanent policy.
This round of COVID relief legislation also includes an expansion of the child tax credit, which some economists say could lift millions of children out of poverty. I'll have more on that tomorrow. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.